Hi, I'm William Eyre, and this week on Authors You Really Should Read podcast, I will be discussing Terry Pratchett and in particular his Discworld series of books. Now if you're a fan of sci-fi, have a good imagination and like a good laugh, or even just like some well-written fantasy stories, then Pratchett's your man. The series has now been going for 30 years and there are currently 39 books. The books are set in a fictional world called the Discworld, which is described as being a spinning disc on top of four elephants standing on a giant turtle. The turtle's called Great Atween. The books themselves centre on a selection of characters on the Discworld, which pop up through different books and have varying adventures through these books. The characters range from witches and wizards through to the local city watch of the largest city on the Discworld, which is called Hank Morpork, and magical pixies called the Nacmac Feagle. The first book, which is called The Colour of Magic, is set around an inept wizard called Rincewind, and the world's first tourist who is called Twoflower, who comes to Antmorpork and causes havoc wherever he goes. For example, Twoflower tries selling something he calls ensewer ants to bar owners, who see this as a good way to make money and start setting fire to all the bars. The last book, which is called Snuff, is set around the leader of the city watch of Antmorpork, Samuel Vines, who is forced by his wife to go on holiday, and given the way the books are written, you can probably guess that the crime goes with him. Of course, being the diligent policeman that he is, he can't leave well alone and ends up investigating and solving the crime while managing to alienate the locals. Throughout the books, however, my favourite character, and indeed is part of my favourite book that he writes about, is Death. Death appears in several books, some on his own, some as a side character, and appears in scenarios like deciding he needs to have a holiday and leaving things not to die behind him. He also joins a foreign legion at one point and tried to forget who he is. My favourite though is in the book Mort, where he tries to hire an apprentice and, like most things that happen in his books, goes horribly wrong. I'd highly recommend these books if you have time to read all 39. If not, or are unsure, I'd recommend that you start with Mort and then once you realise what you've been missing all along, try to figure out how you're going to find time to read the other 38 books. Thanks for listening. Please tune in next week where I'll discuss author Christopher Brookmyre and his Scottish take on crime, and especially how to get her mother to be a top crime fighter.